Gimel Elul, Tuesday the 3rd of September, Rabbi Mendy Chizik, an overview of Edim Zomimim.
Beshus, Kol HaKol HaKodesh, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, in Kuf Yotes, Sorim, Vedafuni Chinam, Sorim, ministers, officers have chased me in vain. But I fear your word. So I heard last week from Talmud Chochma in Yerushalayim, he said to me, a simple moshul which I want to share with you this morning as a hakdama. He said, imagine a person who's been chased by a wasp. He runs this way, he runs that way. The wasp, he can't bear the wasp, he's trying to move away. And just then, a lion comes and chases him. The bee is out of his mind, doesn't bother him anymore. Forget the bee, he's got the lion to deal with. Says David HaMelech in Tehillim, Sorim Rudafuni Chinom, my enemies have chased me in vain. Why? Because I've got much greater things to take care of. Midvorcho pochad libi. I'm frightened by Kodesh Baruch Hu's words. Nothing else matters. They can chase me. They can chase me. It's a bee. It's nothing. Midvorcho pochad libi. My main fear is to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu correctly. That's my aim. And when that's my focus, nothing else matters. So I heard last week from Talmud Chochma in Yerushalayim. So I want to tell you as follows. Everybody's busy with their gashmias, with their work. But when you come to a shiur in the morning, you're making a very bold statement. Midvorcho pochad libi. My main aim, my main focus, my primary goal is Dvar Hashem. Midvorcho pochad libi. Sorim radafuni, I've got other things that chase me, keep me busy in the day. What's my main aim? Midvorcho pochad libi. Coming to a shiur. Early in the morning, we start the day with a shiur. All we're doing is announcing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course I'm busy. That's all chinom. It's all cheap, small things. The main thing in life is midvorcho pochad libi. There's a sugya, this week's parasha. Parasha Shoiftim. The Torah writes a very interesting chiddush. The Torah starts a very interesting chiddush. Now imagine in a school, a rebbe, a manal calls in a boy and says, I'm going to have to tell you off or punish you. What have I done? Nothing. But I punish you for doing nothing. The joke is said, how a child says to a teacher, would you punish me for something I didn't do? No, says the teacher, of course not. He didn't do it. I can't punish you. Well, sir, I didn't do my homework. That's the old line. But this is somewhat different. A manal says to a child, I'm going to punish you for something you didn't do. Yep, I didn't do it. Yep, I'm going to punish you. You think the school would need to sort out their policies better, no? The Torah says in Heintiger Parasha, two Edim come to Bezdin. And Edim say to Bezdin, we saw this and this. And I mentioned in today's short shiur that time we have, we'll discuss what the this and this is. We saw a crime. We are Edim. As the Mishnah says very clearly in Heyam Beis, in Marcus, Heyam Beis very clearly, we need to be looking at a time of Gemar Din. That means the entire parsha of Edim Zomimim is limited to a small window of time. They've got to come to Bezdin, state their edus. They saw this and this person doing an avera. They've got to explain very clearly, as Edim do, what they saw, when they saw it. So far nothing's gone wrong, nothing's happened. Bezdin have to question. And once Bezdin have given a gemar din, once Bezdin have given the psak, once Bezdin have ruled that the guilty person has been found guilty, between that gemardin. And the carrying out of the punishment, I don't think it's that long at all. But only that window of time, if the Edim are then found to be Zoymamin, again, the Gemara says, only if we say to the Edim, you were with us. Now, boys, think about the following. If two Edim come to Beis Din and say, Reuven killed Shimon, and let's say Beis Din accepted the Edus, and 10 minutes later, Shimon walks into Beis Din. He comes in through the door. So Shimon hasn't been killed. Now, boys, are those Edim Zoymamin? Yes or no? No, they're not. They're only Zoymamin with the words, you were with us. Gemara, in Makkos, Hei Amud Alef. Only if we say to the Edim, your Eidos is incorrect, you weren't there. If factually they are wrong, they're liars. They're shakronim. But Edim Zoymamin, the punishment the Torah prescribes in this week's parasha, is only with the words, you Edim, you were with us. We've got to turn to the two Edim and say, my dear Edim, you could not have been there because you didn't see it.
Are they punished if Shimon turns up?
No. Oh, very good. Okay. So what punishment do you get? So it's a standard question asked. So Shimon turns up and the Edim are liars. They won't get the punishment of Zoymamin. I always say the punishment is the shame. Who's going to want to talk to these people? You're basically a would-be murderer, yeah, isn't it? Who's going to want to invite you to a simcha, talk to you, stand next to you, and shul? He'll get his punishment. He'll get his comeuppance, as they say. But Beis Din can't do anything. Says the Mishnah, only if between Gemardin and the actual killing of Beis Din killing the person, only in that time frame, if the Edim are found Zoymamin, can they be punished. Before Gemardin, forget it, we'll see why. After Gemardin, after the Din's been carried out, it's also too late. So Edim Zoymamin is that small bracket, that small window of time, from Gemardin until the Beis Din carry out the punishment. And we'll discuss brackets now. Once the punishment's been done, once Beis Din have given their oinish, and Beis Din have punished the victim, then they're found Zoymamin? No. It's too late. Why? Oh, so I hear the muttering already. Kasha Zoman veloy kasha osam. Can I ask the one who said it, where have you seen the words kasha Zoman veloy kasha osam? Never in Shas. Never, it's not a Gemara. Everyone will quote it to you. It's Rashi. Rashi, the Gittor. The famous words everyone quotes, don't look in Gemara for you will find it. The Torah says in Heintiger Parsha, Va'asisem loy, do to him, ka'asher zomam, like he wanted. That's the end of the Pasuk. Everyone will tell you, you'll be for yeshivas, you'll say, ah, v'loy ka'asher osof. But not if it's been happened already. Why say that? It goes against the grain. You punish them for wanting to do an avira, but not when it's done. Not when it's done. The Ramban adds a svara, which we're going to add a dubna magid to add flavor to. Now, boys, I please remember the Ramban I'm saying now, because at the end of the shir, I'm going to try and use it to answer a very famous question. The Ramban says a few words. Kasha zomam, you punish for wanting to commit a crime. V'loi kasha osa, but not if you've done it. If the Edim achieve their wicked goal and they got the poor fellow killed, innocent fellow killed, then they're found zomam. Nah, leave them alone. Why? Because Rishonim say kasha zomam, v'loi kasha osa. Like you want, not like you've done. Doesn't follow logic. Says the Rambam, Elohim nitzov ba'adas keil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands ba'adas keil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood with the Beis Din. Now, boys, I'm begging you to remember this Ramban. We're going to try and answer a very beautiful question later with it. Says the Ramban, Beis Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood with Beis Din when Beis Din gave their psak that the man should be killed. At this moment now, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sort of allowed it, so to speak, it's beyond our control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allowed it. There's a Dublin Maggid, and it's even brought down in the Talmei HaMenhagim. This is a very cute thing, just to sort, I think, just to add a bit of flavour to this Yamban. It says a Dublin Maggid, Moshul Lema Adavadoyma. If you say Dublin Maggid, I think the next words are going to be Moshul Lema Adavadoyma. The Dublin Maggid. So the Heilige Rabbi Yaakov Krantz of Dublin, Murad Kavod. A man comes to Rav. Yena kicked me for nothing. He kicked me for nothing. Or he hit me for nothing. So the Rav says to him, so kick him back. Big deal. Says, man, that's not fair. When he kicked me, it was for nothing. If I kick him back, it's because I owe it to him. It's not the same. I want to kick him twice. Once to pay him back, and once because he kicked me the first one, he kicked me, it was for nothing. I was going to kick him for nothing. Says the Dublin Maggid. The Dublin Maggid, boy, says the Dublin Maggid. He says like this. Kolzman, as long as the poor fellow has not been punished yet. So the Edom wanted to punish an innocent person. So we, as Beis Din, will punish the Edom's own men who are innocent, they haven't killed yet. They wanted to kill an innocent person, so, and they haven't done it. So they're still innocent, they haven't killed yet. We can then punish them when they're innocent, because they wanted to kill an innocent person. They haven't killed him, they're still innocent, kill them. The minute that they've killed the person, if we're going to punish them also, it's not like for like anymore. They killed an innocent person. They're actually murderers. Maskil? Says the Dublin Maggid, that's why we can't punish them once they've committed their crime. Because once they committed their crime, they killed an innocent person. If we kill them in retaliation, we're killing a wicked person. That's not the same. So I state, Dublin Maggid brought down a Talmei HaMenhagim, which is a little bit to sweeten the idea of Kasher Zoman Voloi Kasher. But we have to add. There's a fabulous question of the Ritvah. Absolutely stunning question. And if I may say so, I'm going to add a question on the Ritvah today that you'll never hear anywhere else. It's my own question. The Ritvah asks a question on a Mishneh Makkos. Mishneh Makkos goes back to the other half of what we haven't explained yet. Before Gemardin, if the Edom Zomim come to Beis Din, put down their case, and Beis Din haven't yet looked into it. They're discussing, debating, handling. And then two Edom come running in and say, no, you are with us. So we said before, she? No, it's too early. Says the Mishnah. Ein ha-Edom Zomim min ha-Rogim ad she-gomer ha-Din. Mishnah Makkos Heomabis. There cannot be Zoymim until Gemardin. Before Gemardin, too early. After it's happened, too late. Why? So the Mishnah says, there were Tzedoikim who said, Nefesh ben Nefesh, a life for a life. And they wanted to kill the poor Edom Zoymim, even after life was taken. Nefesh ben Nefesh, they said, Nefesh ben Nefesh. So the Chachomim, we hear your point of nefesh benefesh, a life for a life. But there's a big word that they ignored. The Torah has another word, says the Chachomim to the Tzedoikim. Va'asisem loy ka'asher zomam. Do to them like they wanted. La'asos to do la'ochev to his brother. That's the big word. So the Chachomim returned to Tzedoikim and said, listen, we hear your taina of nefesh but nefesh, it's a life for a life. But ochiv, the Torah says it's got to be ochiv. It's got to be like they wanted to do to the brother. Brother! alive. No brother after he's not alive. Says the Mishnah, look at these words. Those are the Mishnah's words. The Torah stipulates a condition. It's got to be kasha zomam la'asos la'ochiv. And in order for it to be ochiv, he's got to be alive. So if the Edom have carried out their wicked intent, he's not alive. We can't continue with kasha zomam because it's no longer ochiv. A major condition has been torn out. He's got to be alive. So the Chum say, we want him to be alive because of ochiv. I, the posuk of nefesh per nefesh, therefore gemar din is it ticks the box. Once it's been gemar din, it's ke'ilu, he's dead, but he's alive. He's a nefesh per nefesh, he's a dead man who's alive. That's the bracket we can have for punishment of kashasom. Ask the Gitvor, Rabbi Yisrael, the Gitvor asks a glorious question. If all you walk out of Shul today is this Ritual's question, you've made my day and definitely yours. He said, I don't understand the Mishnah. V'hali yochiv kayom. The Torah of the Mishnah screams, you've got to do kasha zomam la'asos la'ochiv. And we dash ochiv, says the Mishnah. V'hali yochiv kayom. It's got to be alive. Got to be alive. Because it says ochiv, you can only punish the Edom if the man is alive. He's ochiv. Once he's dead, not ochiv. And I can't do kasha zomam. I can't punish anymore. Says it, well, I don't get it. Oh, who said that? Hang on. The Torah doesn't say that. That's my question. Hang on one second. That's my question. Well, you're going to come. I'm going to answer in a second. The Torah says, I don't understand. The Torah says, by Yibum. There's a mitzvah if somebody has, if a young man's passed away, without children. There's a mitzvah for a surviving brother to marry his late brother's wife. Next week's parasha. Lahokim shame lochiv. And where is he? Lechanish. He's not alive. And the Torah calls him ochiv. The Torah gives a mitzvah for somebody to marry his late brother's wife, lahokim to establish shame of family, lochiv to his brother, but he's not alive. Another question that Ritva says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Mishon El Tzofon, Kirvu, Su'u Es, next word anybody please? Acheichem, take out your brothers! Nodav and Avihu, they weren't alive! That's the Gitvor's question. So I heard the Gevaldik Akasha coming from the back of the Beis Medrash. No, what's a kasha? Zog, what's a kasha? Kol me achicho. Before that, aye hevel achicho. And the Gitvor doesn't ask that. My kasha is why the Gitvor not ask that. The Gitvor goes to the end of the Torah, in Vayikra, with not Naviyu, with Kiseitze, with Yibum. Bregeshes boru Elohim! Hashem said to Kayin, aye hevel achicho. Well, yeah, ochiv meis. You got the meis. So I want to say, b'dichusa, it's a horror I had. We'll see if it answers your question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's call it in speech marks, didn't officially know that Cain had killed Hevel. He didn't. He said, where is he? He says, I'm calling him ochiv, where is he? I'm looking for him. He's alive somewhere. Ei Hevel ochicho, Hashem's hinting. That's why Cain was fooled. As Rashi says later, Hashem fooled Bilom and Cain. See, Hashem said, hey, Hevel Ochicho, where's Hevel? He's alive, no? Could be the Ochicho, part of the sort of opening him up to let him answer. But the Gitvor's kasha is massive. Zog de Gitvor. Go on.
Say first, and then we'll see after.
Gitvor says like this. Gitvor says, and this is how the Ochel understands the Gitvor. The main drosha is not from Ochel. He says, Ochel, it can't be. It can't be that the Mishnah is using Ochiv to mean he's got to be alive. Because Horiah, the Torah uses Ochiv when he's not alive. The Mishnah uses Ochiv as a sort of an opening, and the real thing says the Gitzvah is because it says Kasha Zoman, and we Darshan Valei Kasha. That's how the Ochnes explains the Gitzvah, that the real drosha is not from Ochiv. It can't be. The real drosha is Kasha Zoman Valei Kasha. You punish for wanting, not when it's done already. There's a Geshash in Sanhedrin. Vav Omer Beis, who gives a beautiful answer. I'm going to say, come on, someone has got to say it. There's a... No, go on, Yanky.
Sorry, I just want to suggest maybe that an Haruge Bezdin lose the title of Ochiv. Somebody who dies can still be called Ochiv after he's dead.
You're definitely close.
If you've killed him because of his Avera, then a Haruge Bezdin you won't call Ochiv.
I can't argue too much of that. You're very close.
He gets buried separately.
Yeah, it's true.
What?
Mason not with Rata.
Why would you say, looking into about that cave, that means he was killed because he was ought to be killed. So he was high.
I said, hang on, at the end of the show. I'm not at the end of the show yet. We're going to come to that in a minute. Now, Boisa, the Shash, there's a gewaldige answer. Yanki, you're so close. But I miss his good Zemaya. This is a gewaldige word. So the Shash, listen. There's a big difference between a real brother and all of us. We're all brothers. All of us are brothers. We're all Bnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bnei Melochim. What makes us brothers today, Rabbeisai? We're all Ochid B'mitzvahs. We've got the same Tate in Shamayim, some Avinu, we've got the same mitzvahs. We're Ochid Machmas Mitzvahs. That's the Loshon of the Rashash in Sanhedrin. We're brothers through mitzvahs. We do mitzvahs alike. When somebody who's not a blood relative is a brother b'mitzvah, and he's no longer alive, Ochiv is finished. So the Mishnah over here. When the man's been killed, he was a brother. Lasos la'ochiv, but he's not a brother anymore. Ochiv b'mitzvah, he's got no mitzvahs anymore. But real brothers, Yabo Yisai, oi, that's not going to stop. Yesh achva b'keva, a Buddha in keva zoich a Buddha. He's a brother, he's a brother. Kirvusu es achichem. Ehev el ochicho. Bayibum lohokim lohochiv shem. Ah! That goes on and on and on. That's the Gishosh. Boys, let's take this further. By money. Money. Let's look at money. Two Edom have come to Bezdin and said, Reuven owes Shem money. Let's apply the same rules. Until Gemar Din, nothing to talk about. What about once Gemar Din's been and Reuven's paid Shimon? Let's call it Oso. It's happened. It's been carried out. Shimon's got £1,000 he didn't deserve in his pocket because Reuven had to pay him. And then the Edom have found Zimmerman. What would you say then? Let them off. You're going to say, let them off. Cash is on man. Hello, cash also. No? Anyone going to say anything? Anyone going to say on this? What happens now? After Gemara, it's a year later. And Tweed, the kind of person, say, you saw nothing. You were with us. Are you going to tell me, cash is on man? Hello, cash also. Says, Toysvus in Baba Kama, Dalut Omad Base, a clear Toysvus, who says, not by money. Two beautiful reasons in Tosfos. By money, this doesn't work. Number one, because the whole idea, the whole principle of Kasha Zoman Veloy Kasha Os is that we don't punish using a Kal Vachomer. We can't invent a punishment through a Kal Vachomer. I want a Kasha Zoman and get punished. In your brain, it says definitely Kasha Oso. You can't punish with a Kal Vachomer. So Tosfos, by money you can. By money I can. Kasher Zoman, v'kasher Oso. Says Tosfos clearly in Baba Kama. That last Tosfos, I think last Tosfos on the base, Dalet on the base. Kasher Zoman, kasher Oso. Punish. You punish for Kasher Zoman, you punish for Kasher Oso. Then says Toysa, a beautiful idea, Gaboisai. Money's different. And hang on to this, I'm about to tell you soon the Reb Chaim. You can't say you've been to a Shon Edom Zomer if we don't get to the Reb Chaim. And the clock's ticking by fast. Says Toysris, there in Bovakama, another Gavaldig alone. Money's different. Money's never also. Money's never done. Once you repay it, refund and exchange, it's not also, it's not done. Misa is done! Death is done! You can't bring the fellow back to life! Kasha Zomam Veloy Kasha also will punish a person for wanting to punish, kill somebody, not when it's done. Because dead is dead, it's over. But by momentous, says Toysmith, by money, you can't apply that logic. It's never Kasha also. Never! Repay it! Ruvain paid Shimon unfairly. 5, 10, 15, 20 years later, who cares? Give it back! Ah, he paid him. If you give it back, it's not being paid. Give a refund, a credit note, whatever you want to call it. You know, no refund after 28 days. Give a credit note for the fellow who gets in tight. It's not cash also. Toysmas. A boysai, now we come to the big problem. What happens to Malkus? There are three punishments Bezdin can give. Misa we discussed, Kasha Zomam, and not if it's Kasha also, it's too late. Okay. Money, I've just told you, you can punish even when it's happened. What about Malkus? Malkus is done. Done is done. There's nothing like Malkus, he's got Malkus.
Give him back the Malkus.
A voice I heard, see, you're coming on to a Reb Chaim. The Rambam. Rabbi, have a look in the Rambam. You don't have to take my word for it. The Rambam is an Eidus Perek Chof Halacha Beis. It's a Rambam. Perek Chof Eidus Halacha Beis. And the Rambam says, even if the gentleman got the Malkus, he got it. He's received the Malkus. And then they're found to be Eidim Zoyramin. So it's you're screaming at me, it's also, it's done, it's too late. Says the Rambam, he gets Malkus. He gets Malkus. Yeah, Abu Yisai, it's what we call the Shver Rambam. It ate him Zolomin. What's going on over here? Derived says a few words. Shibush, who's there? It's a mistake. I'm not brave enough to say that on the Rambam, he's made a mistake. Derived says, Shibush, who's there? Got it wrong. It's rubbish. But the Rambam says it! Printed in every version! Much Torah has been said on this Rambam. Let me share with you the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim HaKodesh from Brisk. Reb Chaim Samoy de Kevot. He said, what's the difference? The Chaznish is Choylik, by the way. But this is the Reb Chaim. You can join Tumult of the Reb Chaim as not much as you want. And I welcome comments to Oris Gesinterheit, Rabbi Yisai, this is the Reb Chaim. What's the difference if a man takes his friend and smashes him up 39 times, like Bezdin would have done? He takes him, he holds his friend, whatever reason, he holds his friend's Chayav Malkus, for whatever reason. So he takes his friend, and he does it like Bezdin would have done, and he smashes him up 39 times. Kedas u'kadim. I'm asking you a question, Apoisai. Has that man received Malkus?
No.
No, why not?
He just
gets
smashed up.
Why is there no Malkus? Say it again, Malkus is with?
Only from Bezdin.
Thank you. Says Reb Chaim, Malkus is Bezdin. You could have two identical punishments, they may look the same. One is Malkus, one's being smashed up. Difference?
Yeah.
Bezdin. So it's Reb Chaim. Once the Edim Zoymim are found to be Zoymimim, then Bezdin have to shamefacedly admit they got it wrong. Bezdin originally prescribed the Malkus for saying, we got it wrong. Says Reb Chaim, Bezdin has been Lemafreya cancelled. It's no shame, Malk. Shame Bezdin doesn't exist on that anymore. They made a mistake. They got it wrong. Because they found Zoymin. If they found Zoymin, obviously the first they made them were liars. So Bezdin have to admit they got it wrong. So the Shem Bezdin is withdrawn from that original punishment. So he never got Malchus. Oh, he got hit, but he didn't get Malchus. So he never got to Kasha Os.
Why would you say that? If the first Eidim were there, they gave Eidim to the best
Paschal. That's the Chazan. The Chazanish has tainus on it. A boy said, there's more to say, but we've got to finish on time. A boy said, Shkoyach for coming, Shkoyach for the sleep.